rapper.
Hello and welcome to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined this week by Light Rain, Rain for 85 Minutes.
Cool, Light Rain. At least it's not like the blizzard that all our northern fans may be dealing with right now. Maybe not when they listen to this, but it's happening.
You know what? I heard a rumor that Real Horror Show makes a great companion for when you're snowed in. Absolutely. 40 inches deep.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to have fun by just sitting in a chair, you could listen to the podcast.
That sounds like fun to me. All right, so segue into the movie. You know what's similar to being snowed in 40 inches deep?
Being raped.
No,
not being able to watch the movie.
I was gonna say agoraphobic, but
being scared.
You just jumped right into it.
I know I did. Sorry, I just thought of the first scene, which is like a 20-minute opening scene of just like rape.
Yeah. All right, so Demon Inside, also known as Espectro in its native language, is a 2013 Mexican horror movie written and directed by Alfonso Pineda Ulloa?
Yes.
I haven't taken Spanish in 5 years. The movie currently holds a 4.8 out of 10 on IMDb, which after watching the movie, I'm going to say is a little too low.
I agree completely, because when I checked the IMDb rating, I was like, oh, this is going to be shitty, but I was like really surprised by what I was watching.
Me too. Like, I was expecting grainy footage, bad acting, but this was a good movie.
It was good. I was like, whoa. It was shocking. I was like, whoa. Crazy shit happened.
I was like, oh shit. Didn't see that happening.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So,
anyway, let's talk about the fucking elephant in the room, because they took this shit off Netflix before I could watch, because unlike Stormy, I procrastinate watching movies. Not really. I mean, usually I'll watch them closer to when we record, so Stormy and I don't talk about them before the podcast.
Yeah, but like usually it's within a week of us recording the minisode.
Yeah, and they took it off the fucking website. Yeah.
What the fuck? They took it off in the middle of January. What the fuck?
And it's not like, it can't be that high demand of a movie where they're paying $1 billion to keep it on the service. They're going to pay like $10 million to keep Friends on, but they can't pay $1,000 to keep this on.
Friends. You know what probably happened? I was probably the only person that watched it in the past year, and I watched it, and they're like, oh, shit, that's that movie we forgot to take down. Take it down.
Probably.
It's my fault, dude.
And, like, so I had to watch it on an illegal streaming service, so I didn't get, like, a nice big picture. I watched it on, like, a tiny YouTube-sized video, and the synopsis... So this movie, like all horror movies involving women, opens with a rape scene. And so in the synopsis, they mention her rapper. They misspelled the word rapist. In fact, they were going for raper, but that's not even the right word. I don't know.
Like rapist with two P's, like rapist.
Yeah, apparently, but I don't. So I had a lot of high expectations going into this movie, clearly.
Absolutely. A rapper. But it was good. It was solid.
Yeah, I thought it was a solid horror movie. And, I mean, we need to break it down before we get too deep into anything, but I'm starting to feel like other cultures, not America... It deals with, like, supernatural elements in their horror movies better because it's more... Because, like, Hispanic and Latino cultures are very superstitious, and you can say the same about Japanese and Korean and Chinese culture.
they hold these like supernatural superstitions a lot closer in their culture, and America is just like, oh, ghosts exist because they do.
Ghosts exist because like there was a breeze.
Exactly. Meanwhile, there's a ghost. But it's what it is. I mean, it made me think about the movie The Forest, not the video game I've been playing, but the movie with Natalie Dormer.
I have not seen that one.
Don't waste your time. It falls into all those bad tropes with a, you know, white lady lead going to Japan to investigate this sacred Japanese area, the Suicide Forest. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the name because I can't remember it off the top of my head. Yeah. But it's just like, why couldn't she be a Japanese actress?
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Why she's not even American. She's British, which is random.
Yeah, why couldn't a Japanese director do this? And actually, because I know they think that there's a lot of belief that this Suicide Forest is haunted for what it is, but maybe like get someone with more understanding of what it means to the actual Japanese culture.
Right.
It's a very somber place. I don't know. I think other countries and other cultures handle superstition horror movies better just because it's more ingrained into their cultures.
Yeah, and it shows too, because there's more, not more like explanation, but it seems like there's more of a general understanding. Like we'll get into it whenever I feel like I wrote like a bullet point note about it, but it's like whenever demon stuff happens in like American movies, they go right into like mental illness. But in this film, like, they go right into her having like supernatural powers because that is part of their belief.
Yes, that's an excellent point.
But okay, I forget where it is, so we'll get to it once I find the note.
Yeah, so let's just get into acting. I only had one acting note because I watched this movie at work, so I wasn't paying as close of attention as I should have for my career. I thought her sister's acting was pretty flat, and that was really the only bad acting in the movie.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Yeah, like her sister, like it's cool that she has a sister to like take care of her and like get her this nice place and like buy her all these things, and she's like an unlimited well of money, but every time she shows up, it's just so like so blah, you know, because she's with her during like very like intense parts of the movie. Mm-hmm. And the way she delivers lines is just kind of like very monotonous. So yeah, I totally agree.
And I've never heard, I don't think I've ever heard a monotonous Spanish person talking.
Yeah, but there she was. And she's like, my neighbor's crazy. And she's like, oh,
cool.
Okay. I was raped. Oh no. Are you okay? Like, I don't know. You just have, like, the people listening, you just have to watch it to, like, get what we mean. But good luck trying to find it. Anyway, just trust our word.
Yeah, trying to find this movie was a bitch and a half. Because of another movie that had a wider release called The Devil Inside. So I'd get excited and be like, oh, it's on Amazon. No, The Devil Inside is on Amazon. Fuck off.
That's right. That was a thing. I remember. I know that name, The Devil Inside.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody, if I come across as cranky. I'm not feeling too well today.
She's going through a cleanse today.
Yeah, I'm going through a flat tummy tea cleanse. Not really. I overcorrected another stomach issue and now have another one. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, that's fine. what did I say, Bunch? Performance. How many rapes, like a bunch? I love it when it opens with rape. How very original. That's all, of course, sarcasm. How very original in a horror movie with a female pro tag. But like in the beginning, of course, like it's cool because we see that she seems to be some sort of a lecturer on subjects at times, like a supernatural subjects, and she reads tarot cards. And like she liked the dude, and the dude seemed pretty okay. He came to her like lecture. And I was like, okay, that's cool. But then, like, once I saw him in the parking lot, I was like, something bad is going to happen. They're in a parking lot. And then, like, the rape scene is, like, 20 minutes. And it's super – it's really blurry. And it keeps blurring in and out. Like, the focus goes from, like, foreground to, like, background, foreground to background. And then it's, like, raped against the car and raped against the ground. And I was like, how many, like, times until he's, like, done? But, however – I know he's the rapist, but Alfonso Herrera is the guy that plays him. And he's been in a lot of, like, American TV shows and movies since this.
Has he? I thought he looked a little familiar.
Yes. His hair is shorter now, but he's actually – he was in The Exorcist, the TV series. And he was also in – shit. He's in, like, other movies. If you look him up, you'll be like – you probably have seen at least one thing that he's been in.
Okay, I will look him up. I made the same note about the rape, only I did it under story. Just, there are other traumatic experiences women can go through. I just,
exactly.
I didn't just read it, but a couple months ago I read the hit novel, The Woman in the Window, that you might have heard advertised on several Wondery podcasts. And it was a good book. And she has agoraphobia because she got into a horrible car accident that killed her. I can't say that because it's a fucking spoiler, but she was in a horrible car accident and that gave her agoraphobia. So there's other shit in the world that can traumatize women. I'm sure I would be pretty fucking traumatized if I only got 9 chicken nuggets in my 10 piece.
Dude, yeah. Or like, since she's like known as like a quote-unquote witch to some people who are non-believers, they could have, like, harassed her and, like, even vandalized her stuff, and that could have even, like, caused her not to want to go out anymore. You don't have to, yes, like, rape all the time.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That would have been
worse because it destroys your stuff. All your shit. Yeah, it would have been better, too, because
it ties into her, like, profession. And it could still even be the same guy. He's like a crazy Christian. And then he just kind of like attacks her, not rapes her, but like fucking breaks into her store, her apartment, destroys all her stuff.
Right. And destroys it and like spray paint, you know, anything like that. And like that is scary because then you're like, someone is like, since it's her shop, it's like, okay, someone's targeting me specifically. So now I'm afraid to go out.
Oh, he was in Sense 8.
Yeah. He was the guy. The cute one.
I never watched Sense8.
Oh, really? It's really good.
I'm thinking really I'll start You tonight.
Oh, Sam, I can't wait until you start watching that show. I can't wait to actually talk to you about it because, like, you're going to like it and then you're going to, like, not like it. But you won't be able to stop watching until you finish it and see what happens at the end. But, oh, dude.
I look forward to it. I've been hearing good things and also almost nothing about it.
You and me are kind of like, think like the main character guy.
Oh, so and we I think hope, like the stalker?
Yeah, but like he's like clever, but then you're going to hate like the girl he loves because she's so fucking annoying. Oh my God. You're going to be like, this bitch, he likes this bitch out of all the bitches.
Yeah, the one.
Of all the writers.
The one meme I saw about it, and it's absolutely true. I know it's true, but even without watching the show, is I created you to display the horrors men may go through in a situation like this, and then just the women audience. I want the main character to fuck me. It's like, where's the fucking lie?
No, dude, where is the lie? Because everyone's like, oh, I love him. I wish that he loved me like that. And I wish people could be obsessed with me. It's like, no, he's trying to show you that what he's doing is bad. Bad. It's bad. And then they're like, no, I love Joe. His name's Joe.
But, you know, maybe you should cast ugly people in these roles.
That's what I'm saying. He's like way too attractive to like be a real
even watching Demon Inside, I was like, you know, that Alfonso guy is pretty hot.
He is. If he just combed his hair back off his forehead, he'd look so much better.
Sweating because he's legit.
Yeah, he's all sweaty all the time, which is which is like a little creepy, but he is like super duper attractive. So if it was just more of a weird looking dude or just like an average looking man, you know, that'd be more believable.
Not someone with like sex face. I don't know. Any other notes on performance?
No. Because I still agree with the sister not being like a great performer herself, but everybody else is great.
Yeah. And on the topic of her sister, my story note after the whole you can do other things to women, that sounds so bad. Women don't have to be raped for your horror movie to make sense.
Yes.
My next note is her sister is kind of a bitch for pressuring her to read tarot cards. You know, the thing that led to her rape.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, please throw these things away in this box, okay? And she's like, no, because you love those, and I know better because I'm your sister. I'm not inside your head, but I'm just going to assume that I know better than you.
You know, she doesn't need to read tarot cards to tell the future. There are other ways to pretend you can see the future, like crystal balls and Ouija boards.
Exactly.
If she doesn't want to do tarot cards anymore, don't let her.
And she has like visions and stuff too in her dreams. So, you know, she doesn't even need cards. It's just like a ritual. She could get new cards if she wants to. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's the reason this movie is rated so low on IMDb is I figured it out at the end when she was being attacked because her rapist comes back to strike again. Yeah. I wonder if people didn't realize that her like little clairvoyant visions were actually her seeing her attack.
Yes.
Because.
And it was really cool how that all came together. And like once that happened, I got it and I was like, oh, great. But do you think that people like weren't understanding that?
Because as soon as he smashed her face into the mirror, I was like, oh, she's been seeing her attack this whole time.
Yeah, like she's just seeing like the future. So and it's like her subconscious trying to warn herself.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But I wonder if people didn't get it and so that's why it's rated so low.
That's probably exactly what happened.
And maybe it's also just people with the same fed upness we kind of have with the whole opening scene as a woman getting raped. That's why she's traumatized.
Yeah. And then he like goes and does it again at the end, which is crazy because I thought that he might have just like kind of was gone and now it was just a big issue with like the across the hallway neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But then he fucking shows when he shows up like the first time we see him again, I honestly thought that like he was just like a vision.
Me too.
She was possibly, you know what I mean? But then he was and I was like, oh shit, this is real. Oh, he's back.
Yeah. And, it would have been cooler if it was her neighbor.
Yeah. But it wasn't. And I was like, if it's not her neighbor, then what the fuck is going on around here? Because she is a creep. She has that hole in the bathroom. And then the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all kinds of crazy.
Her reaction to hearing her neighbors have sex is actually me, like 90% of the time.
Like shocked and then like put the paper over the windows.
So fucking sick of my upstairs neighbors.
Dude, yeah.
I won't talk about it on the podcast because that's private and I don't know how thin these floors are. But
right. But they seem to be quiet right now, which is good.
Oh, they've been so fucking quiet since yesterday.
They probably just like aren't speaking. One of them probably left the apartment. Or they're just not speaking.
I think that's what happened. I think one of them was instructed to leave the apartment. So, you know, maybe I don't think they're a couple. I think it is a guy and a girl living together, but I don't think they're a couple. So I don't know. We'll see in like a week if they start fighting again. That shit was fucking scary yesterday. I'll tell you what, maybe that'll be one of the first things on our Patreon is I'll do a text post about what happened yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you should. Then they won't hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Unless they follow us. There's no way they do, though, because
No. I mean, there's been times where I felt like posting on the bulletin board downstairs our usual recording time so they know not to fucking stomp around or blare their subwoofer. But I think that would just challenge them.
It would just challenge them, and they'd be like, oh, this bitch wants us to be quiet. We'll fucking turn that shit up. And they'll be turned up like all weekend or some shit. And they'll be like, fuck. It'll backfire. So yeah, I feel you.
Anyway. What are your story notes? Oh, you have a lot.
My story notes? I do have a lot. So first, help me understand this, because I may have like looked down and not read the subtitle at the right time. But in the beginning, I think we come to understand that he's in prison, her rapist is, because of one of the newspaper headlines. But then later, she has a fight with her sister, and it turns out he was never in prison. And they were just like having a trial and he got off and stuff like that. So like he was never actually jailed. Maybe he was in prison just to be held.
Yeah. Maybe we weren't supposed to actually read the newspaper.
Maybe. But that another, let's see. Here's my cultural note. I said it must be cultural to assume that the girl, so the main character when she's young, she can hear like, I guess she can see ghosts and hear the voices of the dead. And instead of assuming she's crazy, like in American culture they do, and they put you away in the movies, I mean, they say, oh, you have the gift, you know, like you can hear some but not all of the dead that are unsettled. And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty rad. And that's like a really cool different direction. And so that's why she has like a career now in what her special gift is, which is super cool. If that was in America, she'd be like forever in a mental institution, never be able to get out. And that'd be the movie.
Basically.
So, basically.
The movie would take place in the mental hospital with her trying to prove that she can actually see and hear.
I know. Yeah, exactly. And then she'd also have agoraphobia because she doesn't belong in there. Oh, God. What else did we talk about? Screen door like that. I won't open that shit either. Did you kill your girlfriend? Oh, okay. So another thing about the across the hall neighbor, if you don't want like people to like look and see what the sound is, don't scream and fight in front of your open windows where all the other windows of all the other tenants can hear you. Oh. And then like be upset when people like gawk at you. It's like, shut the fuck up and go like fight behind a closed door or some shit.
Even more relatable to what happened yesterday.
Awesome. What else did I have that was like really, yeah, it's just so much about that neighbor. She's so crazy.
I know, which is why it might have been better if like it was her. Yeah. It was her killing the main character, and the main character was just like so far gone that she kept thinking it was her rapist, but really it was her fucking neighbor. I don't know.
Yeah, and the neighbor, that she really had me like going there for a while, especially when the peephole thing came in, because then I like connected the dots and I was like, oh, first she like gets obsessed with the girl that is her tenant, and then she gets controlling over them, and then they want to leave and she kills them, and it's kind of like a cycle. And then they were like, oh no, wouldn't that be cool? But then they were like, oh no, the girl's alive. And I was like, well then what the fuck? And then I was like, is it actually a demon? But that's a cool like twist to make you like think one thing and then think the other thing for a long time. And then it's changed, and it's actually the rapist for realsies. And then it's her seeing herself. It was just, it worked in the end. It was cool, but it was just a lot of pieces to put together, and it was different. And it was really, I couldn't take my eyes off the screen just because all this crazy shit kept happening, all these different things. So she does the seance thing because she tells her sister to buy her a couple things because she needs to have the seance because she thinks that there's a spirit trying to talk to her. But we don't see results of the seance. So we're not actually shown that the seance was a failure because it was actually her seeing the future or seeing herself. And I wish that it would have shown like that nothing happened during the seance, but it was just like them setting it up and then like nothing. Also, one thing that may be cultural too was that the rapist guy found her just by asking her doctor where she lived. Like, I don't think in real life the doctor would tell this man.
I don't even think that's cultural. I don't think you can do that anywhere in the world.
I don't think you could do. Yeah, that's like maybe one like lazy thing they could have fleshed out more. Yeah, it was just like a lazy decision. Be like, how did he find her? Oh yeah, just have him ask the doctor, the therapist, and he'll just be like, oh yeah, she like lives here. Who are you? Oh, I recognize you from the newspapers. You're the raper, because his pictures were in all the papers.
I believe,
which is another thing.
I believe it's pronounced rapper.
Rapper, but like also he, like, I know that she must have been like some sort of a famous woman, or he must have been like a well-known man as well, because there was so much publicity over that rape, like in all the newspapers, like front page. And I was like, whoa, there must have been like, so she must have been. And then there was more newspaper articles about how he was like getting married again and stuff. It was just like all this weird shit. I'm like, why would this all be in the papers? It was like a small town. Anyway, those are some of my notes.
Do we assume she's dead at the end?
I think she is probably dead.
Yeah.
The first stab should have killed her, and I was actually surprised that she made it out of the apartment.
Yeah, she looked pretty dead.
Because the way he stabbed her and also the location, there's no way she would have survived. She would have just bled to death. And then he was like, let's rape again. And I was like, oh, shit. And he really went for it. She was all fucked up and bloody. And he's like, I don't care. Like, what the fuck is with this guy?
I think there is a lot with this guy.
He's just fine. He's all mad. He's like, you ruined my wedding. And I'm like, when did he get married? What the fuck? Like, it's something that you need to rewatch to catch.
Mm-hmm. All the little details.
Absolutely. It does very, very well in 1 minute, 1 hour and 30 minutes. I mean,
yeah, I'm glad that it didn't take ages to get to the spooky mm-hmm. parts.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. What are your story notes there?
I went through my story notes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. You can start with production notes then, and then I'll follow up.
Production. I thought this movie had a lot of very pretty shots throughout.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like I said, when I saw that it was rated 4.8 on IMDb, I was expecting low quality, grainy, shaky cam. But no, this had a really high production value. And the sound design was really good. The music fit the scenes and it wasn't distracting at all.
Yes, I completely agree with all that too. And the symmetry of some shots and I loved it. It was really, really well. Really well.
Very
done.
Pretty.
Yeah, very pretty. I agree. The girl is very pretty.
And I think my favorite scene in the entire movie was the bathtub drowning scene, where it kept cutting to her drowning in the water and then like this really slow motion bloody shot of her fighting with something, and we don't know what, and we don't know what until the end because it's a premonition of what's to come. I thought that was fucking gorgeous.
It was really, really cool, especially the slow motion water is really different because we don't usually get to see the splashing, and it's bloody water, and it's really just, it's really dynamic. So it's really something that like you can't take your eyes off it, and you're just like, shit, this is fucking crazy. And it lasts for like 45 seconds to a minute, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it was.
You're like, girl, I'm drowning.
It was a very stunning scene.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. The only thing that I didn't like regarding like the visuals it's always the damn like technology when it gets messed up and it does that staticky thing. And I'm like,
I'm glad you made a note of it because I also hate that shit.
I hate that shit. And at one point, I think they were really loud because I said, wait, did someone put the microphone right in front of their faces? They're loud as fuck. I think it was maybe the rape scene, actually. Because at some points, like, it's so loud that, like, it kind of, like, you know how when you get, like, so loud on the microphone, it'll, like, do, like, it'll be, like, gravelly or something like that? That was kind of happening. I was like, they might be hanging a gray, hangy microphone too close to their faces or something like that. Let's see. Someone likes The Shining. Oh. I feel like I had scary. The only thing I didn't like about the camera work in the very beginning was that like constant the blurred shots during the rape scene, like a memory, but it was like, I'm gonna make it super memory. It was like, it's like blurred in the background and the foreground,
blur filters.
And they stopped it for the rest of the movie. I was like, yay. But I was like, god darn it, I was like, I know it's a memory. Just do it. Just do like the fisheye or whatever. I don't know. Whatever you like to do to make it seem like it's her looking back on something. But everything else.
You don't really need any fun camera tricks. If it's establishing that she's reflecting on what happened, you don't need any blur filters or fisheye lenses. You just exist.
Yeah. You just exist because, you know, she's looking back because she's talking to like her therapist at the time about it. This is actually very suspenseful. Yeah, like halfway through the movie, I was like, Jesus, this is like really, it really caught my full attention. I really did think it wasn't going to be any good.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too. Yeah, I really was. Yeah, but whenever you see like that 4.2 rating or whatever. Do you remember that movie we watched early on when we were doing this in like alphabetical order? And it was about that board game that those like three nerds found. It's like 13 called, like, demons or some shit. 13 demons. And that had some of the worst quality I've ever seen. And like, that's what you expect from like this kind of a rating. And you're just like, oh shit, it's going to be so shitty. Just like that one movie. And that one movie becomes like your baseline. That movie was fucking crazy.
Now that you mention it, I wonder what the rating for that movie is.
13 Demons, the board game.
Okay. That has a 3.2 on IMDb. So if it had a higher rating than this, I was going to be thoroughly upset.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would have just pissed myself with rage.
God, that movie. excuse me, but that is all I have for production. Everything about this movie was pretty spot on.
It was a solid movie.
Yeah, it was solid. It was full of mystery and suspense and like plenty of like gore and violence too. It was very well balanced and everything made sense too. It wasn't like nothing. It wasn't like a thing that happened at the end and you're like, what the fuck? That doesn't make any sense. Like it did. We just weren't expecting that. And it's really cool. Really cool. And I applaud it. Good job, Demon Inside. Demon Inside, you did good. I will now go over the realistic aspects, excuse me, of the film. And it looks like Sam has something to talk about. When I said, it's scary when you get stuck in the bathtub and almost drown.
Like,
Sam.
Okay, so this is really embarrassing. Okay. It was when I was living in Alexandria because I actually had a decent sized bathtub to take baths in. And so I was taking a bath and I don't know how it happened, but somehow the way I went into the water created like a suction effect with my lower back.
Oh, God.
So it was literally suction cup to the back of the bathtub. And it was terrifying because I couldn't move.
Was your head underwater?
No, it wasn't, thank goodness, but it was still scary.
And then it's so scary because you're like, shit, will I?
And then,
oh my God.
Like a week later, I either went down to visit David or he came up to visit me and we're lying in bed and he's like, Sam, how did you get this giant bruise on your back? Because it, like, the suction effect made like a giant hickey on my back.
Oh, God.
So that's my story. So it's possible to just get yourself fucking stuck in the bathtub and you might drown and die.
Yeah, you might drown and die. If you just, like, slide in just the right way.
Yeah. Which I assume is what happened to the main character here.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so this is real shit too when you have agoraphobia and never leave your apartment.
Yeah, that's a thing that happens.
Like, that's, yeah, it happens, and like it could just, yeah, slip into that, and then it could get really bad if you don't want people looking at, which makes sense in this movie because of her rapist, and she sees him that one night looking up in the windows, and I was like, God damn it, if she sees her in that window, I will be damned. So she was like, fuck that, and she covered all her windows with like the paper and stuff, and I was like, dude, I would do that shit too if I was very afraid and had agoraphobia and saw him and nobody believed that I had seen him. So boom.
A rapist coming to find you.
The scary thing is he came to find her to rape her again and kill her.
Which I'm not sure.
Which is very scary.
It is scary, but I'm not sure how often that happens IRL.
Her therapist giving her personal information.
Yeah, you could easily resolve that in a quick edit. Just say, I broke into your therapist's office and got your address from your file. There, I fixed it.
Thank you. It should have happened. And then a crazy fucking neighbor who spied on you through a peephole. It looks like Sam underlined this. Or did I underline that?
Did I underline?
I don't remember.
I think you underlined it.
I don't. Maybe I underlined it.
I didn't fucking touch your notes.
Okay, I guess I underlined it because that's like actually the most realistic aspect of it. That's some Norman Bates shit. And you don't fucking want that, especially in the bathroom. What the fuck? It's gross.
Have I ever mentioned that in the 1998 remake of Psycho, I really don't like that they added a masturbating sound effect?
Yeah, you said you hated
to when he's.
We talked about that in one of our episodes a lot because it's Vince Vaughn, right?
Yeah, it made me. I don't like it. I don't think it was necessary.
It sounds like
especially because. Yeah, especially because it's Vince Vaughn. Like, I don't know. It's a little creepier if Norman Bateman's just staring at you and not deriving any pleasure from it.
Yeah, exactly. There is one instance in the TV show where it is like a masturbation scene when he's first starting to like watch people through windows of the motel. But I don't think in the original movie he does that at all. He just kind of watches them.
Yeah, he stares at her like she's a piece of meat, and you don't masturbate over meat. Mm-mm. Maybe you do. I don't know your personal lives.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it's creepier when they don't do that because then they're like lacking like some sort of a motivation to do so. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, shit, you're watching me, but you're not getting any pleasure. So why are you watching me? Ah!
And it was also, you know, Vince Vaughn, and I don't want to think of him as a sexual being.
Vaughn. Yeah, I know, right? Yes, but that is all I have for the movie. I did give it an A because I was like, just because of how surprised at how good it was and all the insane shit that was happening, because it was like not subtle stuff, it was like crazy shit, and I was,
yeah,
whoa.
I don't think it was a perfect movie by any means. There were some plot holes, but
oh, yeah,
it definitely does not deserve a 4.8.
No, absolutely not.
So
yeah.
I will go on to IMDb and give it a, I don't know, like a solid six out of 10.
Six out of 10. That's much better, and that's much more in the range of like what it is.
Yeah, will I watch it again? Probably not.
Especially now that you can get to it easily. So, like, fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's not on Netflix anymore. I'm sorry, everybody.
Sorry, you guys. It was good.
But I wasn't about to be like, I wasn't about to tell Stormy, yeah, let's not talk about the movie because I can't watch it.
I can't watch it. It would have been fun to do another mini-sode to pick another movie, but that's okay. Yeah. That we did it.
We have too much fun on the mini-sodes, though, so we got to limit those.
I know, right? Yeah. But next up is the mini-sode for the next movie that we're going to be watching. Yay.
Yay.
Aw, yeah.
And we'll check in with J.K. Rowling to see what she's up to.
Dude, so, like, should I follow her on Twitter to, like, keep up with the times or something? Do you follow her on
Twitter? I should follow. I'm going to go follow her right now.
Me too, actually. Hang on. J.K. Rowling. Okay, there we go. Got that check.
And once we do that, do you want to go ahead and read the end notes?
Yes. Ooh, J.K. Rowling is a ginger.
Gross. I don't think she's a natural ginger.
Probably not.
I think she's appropriating your culture.
Yeah, she is, because look at how bright her hair is. There's no fucking way. No fucking way. Shit. Anyway, well, look at her cute background that's like the forest. Wow, it's so cool and artsy of you to have that.
Read the end notes.
All right, let me get him.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, all right, here we go. Cut this short. Okay. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Today we learned that you should not leave your door ajar when you leave your apartment because your other neighbor will go in there.
You should also check with your therapist to make sure he's not going to hand out your address to anyone who asks.
When you go to your therapist, be sure that you're signing that thing where it's an agreement where they say that they have to keep your information classified. Yes. Like what you hear, you can find Real Horror Show on Spotify, TuneIn, Google Play Store, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear. Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website. It's under construction right now, but we'll be back. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website, but we're not there. So email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. That would be cool of you to email us. We have an email address, you know. Want to argue with us about something? Or do you think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know what you get. In February, you can. Or check out the contribute page on our website, which is under construction, but it'll be up soon. We're just working on a lot of stuff. It's once the website is back up, it'll look awesome. It'll be renewed. Everything will be up to date, and it'll be awesome. And it's going to be filled with all these new reviews and essays for you to read. It'll be fun. Anyway, forget all that. We post written reviews pretty soon. I just finished two of them, which is amazing. It's one's on The Haunting of Hill House and the other one's on a horror movie, and we love horror, and if you're listening, you do too. Please help us keep our project going by visiting our support page, which is completely revamped. You can make a one-time donation to our PayPal. We have an Amazon wish list if you feel like buying us something. If you want to buy us anything, Sam's got a list. Any other pertinent news? Not really, but just have fun trying to find this movie and keep an eye out for our next mini-sode. Our outro song is called Creepy Doll by Jonathan Colton. Give him some love. Thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening.
Bye! Gotta go to the bathroom.
Bye!